what Harvey Weinstein tells us about the liberal world. Well, what does Weinstein tell us? Miniature, I know. Weinstein tells us what? What did he say? He shines a mirror at you and the rest of the porn digesting, porn gobbling, digital phone obsessed, R-rated, X-rated media world in which we live. They don't make this stuff if you don't watch it. And the fact of the matter is, not only do you watch it, but you like it. Thomas Frank, quote, "Let us now consider the peculiar politics of Harvey Weinstein, the disgraced movie producer." Disgraced according to who? All Weinstein did was act out one of the characters in one of his movies. "Today, Weinstein is in the headlines for an astonishing array of alleged sexual harassment and assaults. But once upon a time, he was renowned for something quite different: his generous patronage of liberal politicians and progressive causes. This leading impresario of awful was an enthusiastic supporter of Obama and Mrs. Clinton, Slick Hilly, as I call her. He was a strong critic of racism and sexism and censorship. He hosted sumptuous parties to raise money for the fight against AIDS." And then it goes on and on and on, blah, 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 blah. "To call this man a hypocrite," writes Thomas Frank, "is to state the obvious. This champion of women is now accused of sexcapades on an epic scale." The mogul's liberalism could also be starkly militaristic. On the release of his work of Bald War propaganda, SEAL Team 6, he told CNN the following: "Colin Powell, the best military genius of our time, supports the president, supports Obama, and the military love him. I made this movie. I know the military. They respect this man for what he's done. He's killed more terrorists in a short watch than George Bush did in 8 years. He's the true hawk." Perhaps it was what explains Weinstein's identification with progressive causes, X's Frank. "Perhaps it was all about cozying up the power, the thrill of being a friend of Bubba Clinton." Oh, he's one of my buddies. "He even did some things that I like. I said that out loud. I didn't." "Perhaps it was all about moral absolution." Why do you get moral absolution from an abortion fetish clinging member or citizen of Libtardia? "In the world of the wealthy, liberalism is something you do to offset your rapacious behavior in other spheres." It's no coincidence that in Weinstein's desperate first response to the accusations against him, he thought to promise war against the NRA, National Rifle Association, and to support scholarships for women. But it's also something deeper than that. Most people on the left think of themselves as resistors of authority. I want to underscore that word. But for certain of their leaders, modern-day liberalism is a way of rationalizing and exercising class power. Specifically, the power of what some like to call the creative class, you see, by which they mean well-heeled executives in industries like Wall Street, Silicon Valley, and Hollywood. I want to go back to one line in this, and it will close. "Most people on the left think of themselves as resistors of authority." Now, I'm going to take what Thomas Frank wrote right there, and I'm going to change that lowercase a in authority to an uppercase a in authority. Let's read it again. "Most people on the left think of themselves as resistors of God." That sums it up. I keep telling you, this is a full-on, full-scale revolt against authority. The authority. And that's what explains it. So if you want to be the opposite of Harvey Weinstein, don't reject God. And don't reject his singular teaching moral authority.